Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
It's time to start.
Wrap-up. So glad that you could join us on a Monday, the last Monday, of August. We're going to get ready to start it all over again. Well, guys, an exciting weekend in sports. It was obviously the Colts and the Packers had a very close game, and Manning's understudy, Mr. Curtis Painter, is coming off one of his best preseason games, showing that he could throw for 171 yards and two touchdown passes to his own teammates. Pretty good, if you ask me, as far as the aspect of the Colts and the Packers go. Now, obviously, I like Painter. I'm not saying anything about Painter, but obviously the Indianapolis Colts had to come to a decision to sign Gary Collins, which they done. Now, here that brings us to today's news. Gary Collins obviously has been signed for $4 million as the number two quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, backing up number 18, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Mr. Peyton Manning. And today we get news that the Indianapolis Colts have activated Peyton Manning off of the physically unable to perform list, meaning that he is now eligible to practice with the team, and he'll do that on a limited basis. Now, most of you know that Peyton Manning missed all of training camp, and while we're recovering from a neck injury and surgery. Now, keep in mind that he had that surgery and was unable to, due to the lockout, was unable to work with the team doctors and work with the team rehab team to get his neck rehab. Now, also in part, Peyton Manning may have played a part of his own demise, if you will, as far as the lockout goes. Because if you remember right, the lockout had to wait until the class action lawsuit that Peyton Manning was obviously one of the plaintiffs in the fact of this lawsuit had to be settled, and terms had to come to that first before the lockout could be ended. So I'm not saying it was intentional by any means, but basically, Peyton Manning was not able to recover. And, you know, here's the thing. We're talking about a quarterback that has never missed a game. This is what he told CBS Sports. He says, "I have never, quote, I have never missed a game in my entire football career due to injury since I was 13 years old, and I sure don't want to miss week one of the season." That's what Manning told CBS Sports on Friday. So they took him off of what they call the PUP list. And had he remained on the PUP list into the regular season, he would have been forced to sit out six games. So this maneuver could be nothing more than trying to avoid a penalty, which is a good strategy on behalf of the Colts, because here's the thing. Let's take him off the unable-to-perform list and treat him like a regular injured player, so that hopefully if he can get out there on week one, he's able to do that. And as history tells us many times, that Peyton Manning certainly, if anybody can do, can can bounce back and will be ready for week one. Peyton Manning absolutely can be ready for week one. What are your thoughts? You know, you can give us a comment on our Facebook page or our Twitter, or you can certainly send us an email as well, tbalance@ymail.com. Now, the thing is, how rusty is Peyton Manning going to be for week one? I mean, against the Texans, I think it's going to be we know that he'll be fine. I think he's in the middle of rehab, and he's hopeful that he'll be able to mend in time to play in the September 11th season opener at Houston. Sam Ryan with CBS Sports also asked Manning during the Colts' 24-21 loss to Green Bay on Friday night at Lucas Oil Stadium if he'll be ready. And he basically says, I sure hope so. And that goes on to the further quote, the what I've already read to you. And it's his goal to be out there to play. Colt fans, don't get all worried about Peyton Manning just yet. I think that he'll be out there. Now, here's the thing. Does he get out there and does he take a snap just to keep a streak alive? I don't think Peyton Manning goes out there and takes a snap if he's not going to play. I think that's absolutely asinine to think that Peyton Manning would do that. I think if Peyton Manning takes the field, he's going to be out there and he's going to be ready to play and ready to go. Now, again, the Indianapolis Colts have activated Peyton Manning, number 18, to the quarterback situation. Now, here's the thing also. We've got the last preseason game coming up, and the Colts are trimming fat as they absolutely can. On Sunday, they released Josh Bateman, Casey Bender, wide receiver Joe Horn. They released defensive back Chip Vaughn, quarterback Mike Hartland were all shown the door, and then Cody Glenn and Mike Newton, both of whom are on the injured list. So the Colts are trying to put together their team. And here's the thing: if you are a player and you can make it to the NFL and you have an opportunity to practice with the Indianapolis Colts and you have an opportunity to get on the field, you're already one of the most elite players to ever play the game. So that said, when I say ever play the game, you're one of the most elite players that are able to play the game at that particular moment. So that said, Bill Cullion, Jim Caldwell, the Colts, Irsay, they all have to sit back, look at tape, and say, okay, out of these great players, out of these good players that we have on our roster, who do we trim? Who do we take off? And, you know, certainly that's a hard decision to make. And I still think that they'll keep Curtis Painter around as the number three quarterback. Number three, number two, Kerry Collins, and number one, obviously, Peyton Manning. Now, will Peyton Manning be ready for week one? We hope so. And like I said, I think if he gets out there to get some practice time in, even if it will be limited, I think that if he can get out there to play in week one, you'll see Peyton Manning play the whole game and Kerry Collins won't. However, like we said, it's been an exciting week in which the Colts signed quarterback Kerry Collins as Curtis Painter's backup. And like I said, Curtis Painter really had a pretty good game against the Green Bay Packers. The thing is, the Packers just keep coming with the blitz. And Peyton Manning is very good at reading the blitz. Peyton Manning is very good at stopping the blitz. And Peyton Manning is very good at jumping down there on the line and, you know, changing the play at the last minute when he reads that blitz. Unfortunately, Curtis Painter does not have that same talent. And, you know, so the Green Bay Packers really manipulated that situation and came after Curtis Painter and blitzed and blitzed and blitzed. And I think that that was a big part. Now, keep in mind, the Colts actually almost won their first preseason game in years. And, you know, while while the Colts did lose 24-21, Painter actually, for a moment there, made us forget about Collins for just a little bit, and I'm sure that he felt like he did a lot better for his team than he did a week ago. And here's that's the thing. Here, the us in the media and bloggers, we always like to find somebody who we want to beat up on, and it seems to be that Curtis Painter has been the least popular guy here in Indianapolis. But I've not been one of those guys. I think Curtis Painter is a young, developing quarterback. He's still trying to develop his confidence. He's still trying to be the kind of quarterback that the Indianapolis Colts wants him to be. I've said this before, to Josh. And by the way, Josh is not able to join us today. He'll join us back up here on the wrap-up on Thursday. And keep in mind, we've got the Balanced Gridiron that broadcasts every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11. We've got Fantasy Football Huddle all in that, and you never know who's going to stop by. We had Greg Straw from Hometown Sports Indiana last week call in. We had Gary Snyder call in from the Gary Snyder Show. We also had Jeff Remke from up there talking to some South Bend, in the South Bend area, talking some Notre Dame football. So it's a great show for you guys to listen to. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, we have a good time doing it. But like I told Josh on the show, is that that Curtis Painter obviously shows something to the staff of the Indianapolis Colts. And remember, you don't know what you don't know. So apparently Peyton Manning and Curtis Painter, they've got a good chemistry together, and I think that he's on the team for a lot of reasons, and I think that the Colts will hang on to him as the number three. And like I said, I've been vocal about my support over Painter. A lot of people obviously are happy that Kerry Collins are here. Reggie Wayne dropped Painter's first pass from scrimmage, and this is what I'm talking about. And I'm going back to just recapping a little bit of the Packers Colts game. Reggie Wayne dropped Painter's first pass from scrimmage, and images of Reggie Miller clutching his neck in MSG danced in my head. Oh my goodness. So Painter was a slow starting, and while the Colts got lit up for 300 yards in the air, they did hold Green Bay for just 45 on the ground. Preseason or not, that's outstanding for a team that has been killed on the ground in recent years. But on the flip side, the Colts rushing attack picked up 112 yards, and it looks like the revamped O-line can be coming together. Dwight Freeney looked like someone special out there as well. And he did a great job as well, and typically we don't see him really shine that much in the preseason, but we did have the opportunity to do that. Again, Caldwell was apparently outsmarted by an offside kick again. Several players did not take the field for the Colts on Friday night, including Austin Colley, Anthony Gonzalez, Antoine Bethea, Mike McNeil, Cody Glenn, and Gary Brackett. But all in all, this game, I believe, was a sigh of relief for the Colts, and I just think that you can see that they are making progress. For next week, it's hard to see the Colts eating the money they just paid Collins and keeping him on the sidelines. I think that you're going to see Kerry Collins make an appearance, and I think that when they get to Cincinnati, he'll be the starter there, and Curtis Painter will be moved back to the number two during the preseason. And obviously, we've activated Peyton Manning off the PUP list. This enables him to practice with the Indianapolis Colts. My name is Tom Marquis. This is the Balanced Wrap-Up. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Purdue. We're going to talk a little MotoGP, some Notre Dame football, all in the last 15 minutes of the wrap-up.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Balance wrap up. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, the host of the wrap up of the balance. Also, keep in mind that $2 bill Josh Elmore will join us again beginning on Thursday. He's got a lot going on right now with some other stuff and some other obligations, and we'll look forward to having him back on Thursday. Well, to recap a little bit, we've been talking about Peyton Manning being activated as the off the pup list, meaning that he can now practice with the team. So we're excited to see what's going to be going on with number 18 and the Indianapolis Colts. All right, moving on over to the NCAA. It's an exciting week, boys and girls. College football is here. College football is underway all across the United States. So your favorite team, your favorite alumni, the bands are playing. It's time to get things going. And one of the games that will be going on Saturday, the balance will be covering that. Both games will be at both the Indiana University Ball State game. We'll also be at the Purdue Middle Tennessee game, and we'll be covering those games in quite detail for you. Speaking of Purdue, up there in West Lafayette, Indiana, those outside Purdue football programs might be surprised to learn how many quarterbacks have started since the 2010 season opener. Well, when the Boilermakers begin to coach Danny Hope's third season Saturday against Middle Tennessee State, junior Caleb Terabush is poised to become the program's fifth starting quarterback in less than a calendar year. Terabush apparently came following Rob Henry's knee injury last week. So, you know, that might not be the Danny Hope's first choice, but it's his only choice. And Purdue has got to figure out how can they work out this quarterback situation. As most of you know, Terabush was academically ineligible last fall and spent the season as Purdue's scout team quarterback. The Boilermakers conducted their final scrimmage Saturday, basically Hope waited until Sunday to announce Terabush's status, which we now know is going to be the starting quarterback for the Purdue Boilermakers up there in West Lafayette, Indiana. So it should be a good game. It's a good time to get out there and support your favorite college. Obviously, ESPN and various different networks will be covering those games, and you'll be able to catch the game. Hopefully, you'll be able to catch a game on TV if you're not able to go out and check it out, because it is opening weekend in the NCAA. Well, my name's Tom Marquis, and I tell you what, we got a great game coming up here on Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium. It is the opening year opening day, if you will, at 7 o'clock. I do believe that that it'll be on ESPN3. I'm not totally sure about that, but I will check on that. But I'm pretty sure that it's due to be on that. Again, we'd love to see your comments on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com, and hear your thoughts on the Ball State Indiana game or any game that you might feel like you'd like for us to talk about or whatever on the balance or the balance gridiron. Now, it's going to be a very good game against Ball State. Ball State and both Ball State and Indiana University, as we talked about here on the show, have brand new coaches. And so with brand new coaches come brand new ideas. And the great thing about Indiana University this year is they actually have a pretty good recruiting class. And Kevin Wilson's coming in. And I'll tell you what, Kevin Wilson has did a pretty good job on putting this team together. So really excited to see what can happen with that situation. Obviously, IU has had a kind of their own quarterback battle going on as well. And, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how the new quarterback can do versus Ball State University. I mean, basically, Kevin Wilson basically hasn't been that impressed with what he's seen. So we'll see what goes on there. Obviously, we've also had a lot going on here in Indianapolis as well. The MotoGP came in over the weekend, and so did you get a chance to go out there and check that out? Give us if you have any photos, by the way, we'd love to see them on our Facebook page. Just feel free to post them, we'd love to see that on there as well. Well, Stoner was the Casey Stoner rates his first win in Indianapolis Motor GP as one of the most satisfying in his career. And that just goes to show that any time that you could win in Indianapolis, it's huge. No matter if it's motorcycle, if it's NASCAR, if it's IndyCar, Formula One, when they were here. Like I said, Casey Stoner rates his first win in the Indianapolis Moto GP as one of the most satisfying of his career. And it looked pretty easy, but Stoner ended up with a 28-lap race exhausted after the demands of the tight and twisty infield road course at the famed Brick. Yeah, it's Monday. I cannot talk. It's been one of those days. But basically, the famed Brickyard. That's what I was going to say. Stoner led a Honda 1-2 teammate Dana Pedrosa with a hard-charging American Ben Spives finishing third and being bumped to ninth early in the race, with his main championship rival Jorge Lorenzo finishing in a disappointing fourth. Stoner expected his championship lead to 44 points. So if you ever get a chance to go out to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and check out the events that they have there, it is absolutely fantastic and racing at its best, absolutely at its best. So, you know, go out there, check it out next year. Obviously, coming up in May is the Indy 500, and then obviously NASCAR and MotoGP as well. Well, guys, you know what we want to do here on The Balance is we want to make sure that we cover everything that's sports related, and we also cover fantasy football. How's your fantasy football team doing? Do you want to talk about your fantasy football team? Do you want to be on The Balance gridiron during our fantasy football huddle? Well, it's pretty easy. All you've got to do is just send us an email and let us know. You can send me an email, tmarcos42@gmail.com. You can also send us an email or a post on Facebook. Just Facebook search The Balance. Say, hey, I'd like some advice on my fantasy football team, and we can do that for you. We got a whole panel of people that really can break down the fantasy football for you as well. So we'll get the fantasy football huddle on the Balanced Gridiron as part of our Balanced Gridiron show. It's going to be an exciting time. Guys, and up and coming here very, very soon is the start of the pro football. The Colts will start on September 11th, as we've already talked about as well. We're going to talk a little bit about some MLB here, Major League Baseball. Baseball fans, I tell you what, it's really getting to be that time of year. I don't know who your teams are. Obviously, I'm a Cardinal fan. Josh is a huge Boston Red Sox fan. I'm a huge Cardinal fan. So we'd love to hear your thoughts. Obviously, tonight we've got Florida and the Mets going on, Kansas City and Detroit, the Yankees and Baltimore, Oakland and Cleveland, Tampa Bay and Toronto, Philadelphia and Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Houston, Minnesota, Chicago White Sox, the Rockies against the Diamondbacks, the Angels against the Mariners, the Padres against the Dodgers. So Southern California matchup there out there at 10:10 p.m. And the Cubs against the Giants. So it's coming down to the wire. And you look at teams like the Tigers, and you look at teams like the Indians, and you look at teams like the Phillies, and you look at teams like the Red Sox. And all of those teams could be in it this year, and it would be really interesting to see what happens when it gets down to the wire. I always like watching these pennant races, and especially as things get down to the nitty gritty. Especially when you have some tight teams in the MLB. You know, and Boston is right there. And let's talk a little bit about the Boston Red Sox. They started off with basically a losing streak, and they turned it around, and their next game will be tomorrow against the Yankees, the rival against the Yankees, which they're right there on their tail, the Yankees, and then Tampa Bay as well. Then over there in the Central, I just talked about the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians, and the White Sox are all in the chase. And in the West, those Rangers just seem to be unstoppable. I like them a lot to win that division. I think that we're going to see them play a lot come here in October. And so we'll see what's going on over there. Obviously, the National League, Philadelphia, Milwaukee leading the Central. In the West out there is San Francisco. So there's a lot of good teams out there to watch on baseball. Well, guys, I'll tell you what, we're coming to the end of our show. Have a great time talking with you and updating you on the Balanced Wrap-Up. We do this every day at 6 o'clock Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download all of our shows off of iTunes. Just search The Balance and hit download. You can also find all of our shows on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Well, my name is Tom Marquis. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. But right now, you're wrapped up on The Balance on Blog Talk Radio.